Hello everyone, I am Ankushiv Bhandari and welcome to another episode of The Shopper in Shorts. I want to ask one thing. I went shopping over the weekend and I saw a new flavor of crisps on half price promotion. Also saw a pizza that I normally have on a buy one get one free promotion. Also saw an ice cream which I quite enjoy as well on a buy three, pay for two promotion. Now, why do you think there were these promotions? Why do you think this new bag of crisps was on a half price promotion? Why do you think the pizza was on a buy one, get one free promotion? And why do you think there was this buy three, pay for two promotion? You might say that, well, there could be multiple reasons for that. It could be that that is how it has been done historically, and they are just copying and pasting the promotional plan that was there last year. Maybe they're just replicating it this time, except the new crisps, of course. Or the retailer in this scenario has pressurized the manufacturer to support those promotions because the retailer felt that they had to do a buy one get one free on pizza, as they had loads of pizzas and they needed to get rid of them. Or there could be many other reasons. If this is done in the right way, this would be what is called a shopper-focused promotional strategy. Ideal scenario, and most probably why the new crisps are on a half price, is because a deep price cut promotional mechanic is the one that helps drive a trial. If there is a brand of crisps or flavor of crisps that you've never ever tasted before, would you buy two packs of that on a buy one get one free promotion? Or would you buy that on buy two and get a 25% off? Most probably not. When we have a deep cut price promotion on a new flavor or a new pack, it helps generate trial, which fits in with the shopper psychology that they are comfortable trying something if it is on a reduced price. And hence, that promotional mechanic fits them quite well. Buy one, get one free is generally used to drive loyalty and take the shopper out of the market for a longer period of time. Or it could also be used to help drive per capita consumption of a particular category. In the case of pizza, so let's see, you know, my daily consumption of pizzas in my household is 2, which we share amongst the 4 of us. If there is a buy one, get one free offer, and let's say we use 2 pizzas once a week, they have taken care of our pizza consumption for the whole week. If I buy 2 sets of that promotion on buy one, get one free for 2 whole weeks, they have taken care of my consumption and they have taken me out of the market for that much time. By design, then I am loyal to the brand for that time and I'm not going to try any other brand. So buy one, get one free is something that is generally used on brands which are already relatively well known in the market or help drive loyalty. A multi-buy, so a buy three, pay for two, is likely to play a similar role as well, but maybe not to the same extent as the buy one, get one free. Let us look at some of the other different mechanics that you might have seen in the market and let us see your perception of those. When you see a promotion which says buy one, get second half price, how much discount do you think you're actually getting? Do you think it is 50%? No, it is not. It is 25%, because actually you are getting that 50% on one of those 2 packs and the deal is spread across the both packs. When you take a deal of buy 3, pay for 2, it is actually a 33% discount. You are not necessarily getting just one fully for free. Across 3 packs, you are getting a 33% discount. there are many other mechanics which are used. You might have seen mechanics which say, use me for 100 days. There might be mechanics which says, you know, try for 28 days and return without any issue. There might be sampling that you might have seen, which has different objectives focused on the shopper psychology. So when we have promotional mechanics that are connected to shopper psychology, the benefit for consumer goods manufacturers and also retailers is that they drive the right result. If you have a buy one, get one free or a multi-buy on something that people don't even know about, you know, our belief is that the chances of success would be slightly less, or the response that you would get on those would be slightly less versus if you would have had a reduced price offer on them, which gives people the opportunity to try them. Sampling is another promotional mechanic which could be used for trial. But then in that case, you know, there is no revenue associated with that. We've talked at length about buy one, get one free. There is a long list of different promotional mechanics and the shopper psychology and the shopper behavior that they can be connected with so as to drive the right result for a consumer goods manufacturer and the retailer. If your promotional strategy is already linked to shopper behavior, if it is already linked and driven by an understanding of the shopper, that is brilliant. If not, I would encourage you to have a look at that. Look at your promotional strategy and see how you can make it more effective, more efficient. Wish you all the best. Thank you so much. Until next time, bye-bye.